Okay, almost missed the cue there. Anyway, welcome to our pre-show for this Wednesday. Yeah, man. I was just thinking about the show today. I know that Thanksgiving's Valentine's Day. If I make that mistake today, I'll probably make it 100 times. I just fuck holidays up. Today is Thanksgiving. You know, I wanted to get myself a Coca-Cola, but fuck it, man. I'm going to go Sun's. Well, I got a coffee upstairs, too. You know, you can't really do that. I got Sherry's Berries here. Somebody was giving me shit on Twitter. They said, so, doubling up on the Sherry's Berries. I have to give them a ripping there. I said, no, you know, that was something they needed. You know, that was what they needed. I don't know. What am I supposed to do? You know? The revenue stream for this show, the revenue streams for, you know, all that is the Phil Hendry Enterprise, I have to be honest with you, at the bottom of the fucking barrel is advertising. Always has been for me, because I just do what I do, and I'm not sure that advertisers get it. I don't, at this particular point of my life, I don't give a shit, you know. I mean, what am I supposed to do about it? You know, I just do the show, and I don't even blame advertisers. I mean, I blame the people that were originally, you know, these brain surgeons that we have in our sales departments all over the world of media. And these guys only know one way of selling, and they only know one way of monetizing. You throw anything too weird at them, they just, you know, and they don't have anybody upstairs that really puts their feet to the fucking fire, you know. So I'm not going to, you know, spend a lot of time complaining about it, but I just want to say that, you know, when it comes to advertising revenue, advertising, that is, sponsors, we could do a killer fucking job for an advertiser. The fact of the matter is, when I talk about shit that I believe in on this show, when I talk about things that I like on this show, when I talk about stuff that we use at our home on this show, people are constantly writing emails and asking us more about it, and where can they get it, and what do you think? Do you think we've done anything for Don Julio Tequila? I mean, I'm just taking a wild guess here. You think we've done anything for Don Julio Tequila, or is that just, you know? I mean, that's. I mean, I like that product. I don't get paid dime one to say anything about Don Julio. I like the fucking product, and I drink that motherfucker. God knows if we ever do start getting around to talking about Stoli ginger beer, you know, which is now, this is my new drink. It's called a Moscow Mule, and it's I put tequila in it. Most people use vodka. Some people use rum. There's something called a Dark and Stormy. It's rum and ginger beer. Supposedly it's like brutally excellent. I think it's dark rum. I don't know. Not a rum drinker myself, but I have gotten into these Moscow Mules, and the ginger beer that we drink around the Hendry homestead, because it's just readily available there at Vaughn's and at Ralph's, is Stoli ginger beer, made by the people that make the vodka. Now, I remember drinking ginger beer down in Atlanta just as a soft drink, because I think it's fantastic. I love it. Christ almighty. I mean, ginger ale, I wouldn't give you 5 cents if I could give a shit about ginger. But the minute I drank a ginger beer, this is what I want. But problem is, it's about 100 calories for a little tiny can. Lots of sugar in it. It's you know, you got to watch it. So and a Moscow Mule is a, when I drink a double, that's 180, and another 100, that's a 280 calorie drink. So on the nights that I'm going to hit the ball a long way with a Moscow Mule, I got to do about 1,000 calories for food. That's it. And just to give an example, last weekend, Super Bowl night, Sunday, we laid off the booze, because the night before, we'd been out at Quincy Street and had our usual, I had some pasta that night, but there's no fucking way, man, that I'm going to start powering down the drinks on 1,000 calories, because it's just big. And I, you know, with a work day the next day, so I just backed off of that. I think I had, believe it or not, on Super Bowl Sunday, maybe one drink, maybe two, I don't know. I know the Coach Dozier was talking about having cocktails, but I'm always forgetting to roll here. Always put a timer on so I know exactly where I'm at these days. And I'm always forgetting to roll my timer. But I think we've gone around. I think we've gone around 10 minutes. So that's one holy hell of a drink, man. Ain't no question about that. Now that I'm talking about drinks, I really do want to get a Diet Coke. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to roll the music back up here. I'll be right back. Don't fucking sweat the small shit. I'll be right back, okay? Be right back. Our pre-show continues. I should have a thing here that says, Phil will be right back. The fuck is this? Is this, I think that song is that new one by, I don't know. Oh, it's Puppets 3. Oh, it's Puppets 3. Mm-hmm. Is that Reincarnate? Yeah. I think it is, anyway. All right, so, that's Puppets 3. That's the one the kids listen to. All right. In fact, as a matter of fact, let me make a note. When I get into this a little bit on the show here. And I also have... I've never been so long. Have they had the All-Star game yet? The NHL All-Star game? I can't for the life of me figure it out. I don't know. I thought they did. I thought I saw something on TV that was... I guess I can look this up. Watch, there's a million people screaming at me right now. Yeah, they already have had it, Phil. They already... Yeah, I thought I saw all this chicken shit, this skill competition already. Fuck. All right, let's see. Oh, January. Yeah, they already had it. Okay, good. It's already been had, my boy. It's already been had. All this skill competition shit. Oh, long distance. They're showing some of the highlights of the skill competition from the All-Star game on my Tuberino. I guess I could show you guys. I don't know if I could or not. We finally did get, is 3 on? Well, that's weird, man. Okay. What's going on here, man? Why do I not have camera 1? Is camera 1 not fucking... plugged in? So my camera 1 is still fucked up. Jesus H. Christ. That's very weird, man. Okay. got to check something out. Hold on for a minute, man. I got to look at camera one here. I got a whole fucking problem with camera one. What is wrong with you? Huh? What is wrong with you, man? I never been so torn up. What the fuck? What's up here, man? It's a boyfriend and girlfriend. I mean, I'm looking at what should be... Wait a minute, man. I have no idea why that is not working properly. It's very interesting. I just don't have... This is what I get with camera one. There. You can see it behind me. It's just black. It's black as sin. More to the point, this is what it looks like. There. That's camera one. Now, why is that doing that? Because all should be well with that camera. I'm not, I'm getting a picture on the camera. It's obviously the picture's not getting to the camera. And I used the camera for some bullshit that didn't quite work out. I was going to do some, you know what? I wonder if I got on the wrong mode. I think I have the wrong mode up, man. For the time being, we don't have a camera. For the time being, we will not have a camera one, so I don't know. I don't give a shit, really. I mean, I do, but I don't. But I do, but I don't. But I sort of do, but I sort of don't. Well, I do, but I don't really. Well, I sort of do, but I sort of don't. And I sort of did, but I sort of won't. And then maybe I do, and then maybe I don't, and then maybe I can, and then maybe I won't, you know? I mean, I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. When I'm trying to say the thing I'm saying. When I try to say the thing that I'm saying, maybe I will and maybe I won't. Maybe I can and maybe I won't. Maybe I do and maybe I don't. Maybe you are and maybe you ain't. Maybe you is and maybe you amped. These are the little technical things. Oh, so anyway, I'm going to do this on the air. I'll do this on the regular show, but there it is. There is Stoli ginger beer. Comes in a little tiny can. You see that? Now, maybe we can just get a shot here, Pete. See, if I had... that doesn't tell you shit. Well, that don't tell you jack shit. Doesn't tell you shit. I think what I'll do is this. I don't know whether... it matters or not, but, you know, it's always interesting, I guess, don't you think? See what's up at the Henry household in terms of, no, it doesn't really, you can't see shit there either, can you? No, that's a little bit better, but Stolichnoya ginger beer. I drink this stuff with tequila. One can... A double shot of, don't use good tequila. Don't ever fucking use good tequila with a mixed drink. I don't, you know, it's just not my personal belief that I don't understand. I don't want to, I don't know. Everybody has their taste. I don't know. There's no one way of doing it, I'm sure. But I don't personally want to waste good fucking tequila on a mixed drink. And if I want to drink a good straight shot of tequila, I know what I want to drink, and I'm not going to take my Don Julio and waste it on this shit. I mean, but what I use with this is Sauza. You know, that's my mixed drink tequila. That's my margarita tequila. That's the tequila. And if I'm making yucca, I use bottom of the barrel Rotgut, which in my opinion is Jose Cuervo, which I understand. Yes, I know. It's just, oh, it's gotten so much better and it's really great. Yeah, I'm sure it is. And I'm probably a bigot and a snob. No question about it. I agree wholeheartedly. And that's just going to be the way it's going to be. You know, so when people say, well, don't listen to Phil because he didn't know his fucking ass from a hole in the ground, they're probably right. I don't think I know my ass from a hole in the ground about, I don't know my ass from a hole in the ground about what you like. I don't know my ass from a hole in the ground about what other tequila drinkers like. I am nowhere near an aficionado or an expert when it comes to what other people want to drink. I'm lost. When it comes to me, I'm the absolute world-class authority on what Phil Henry drinks and why he drinks it. And primarily, it's taste. And by that, I mean, when it comes to tequila, I like it. I like it a little sweet. I'm not a big aged flavored guy. Probably has a lot to do with my stomach. Can't take too much fucking acid and too much gut-churning, you know, marvelousness. And cognacs and aged tequilas and drinks like that have a high level of that. The aging process enhances the flavor, no question about it. It also enhances that sort of volatility, you know, when it comes to the what's happening in your gut. And that's probably one of the reasons why I don't drink that stuff, because since I turned 40, the last 22 years, I have a acid reflux, all that shit. So when I drink a good, smooth, a younger tequila, like a Blanco, it doesn't happen. And so, you know, there it is. I mean, but I, every now and again, I bite the bullet. I've got so many wonderful, generous people. I mean, you guys know who you are. Christ, I've got 3 bottles of 42 that I haven't cracked. And I know each one of those was given to me as a gift by these phenomenal, phenomenal folks out there, you guys, my listeners. And one of them, or two, were anonymously given to me. So that's very, very nice. And they are in a place of honor in my home. And the day I open those up, I still have 3 of them. And I think they're from 3 consecutive Christmases. The day I open those up, I can bet your bottom fucking dollar it ain't going into a Moscow Mule. Ain't no fucking way. First of all, I don't think you can't drink, you know, a Moscow Mule ain't going to taste good with an aged tequila in it any more than it tastes good with cognac or brandy, you know. You're a fine girl. You know, what a good wife you'd be, but my life, no. Now, there have been many questions as to where we got that marvelous, I'm going to show it to you right now. Those of you, this is a pre-show only treat. A pre-show only treat. Many questions as to where we got the music for George Dunphy and his If You Knew Susie. Well, that is, in point of fact, a guy by the name of Joey Marlowe. And Joey was on a show called Stairway to Stardom. And I got to tell you, this couple, the Stairway to Stardom couple, I think his name was Massey, Don Massey or George Massey. These are the sweetest people in the history of the world, man, because they're like, they had this show that they just went ahead and they did, and they didn't give a shit what anybody thinks. It's just like a fucking talent show, man. I'm going to show it to you right now. Make sure that I got everything turned off here because I'm always forgetting to do that. I'm always forgetting to do it. Where is our iTunes here? So before we have a little time left here in the pre-show, I'll show you the, this is, Joey Marlowe as he appeared here on this marvelously just rotten, I shouldn't say rotten, because I really love the well-meaningness of this little couple, the Masseys. And they're cute, and they had this show, and it looks like it's like out of the basement of their house. It was public access in New York in the 80s called Stairway to Stardom, and they had all of these really amateur acts that were just... But here is Joey Marlowe. You ain't seen nothing till you see Joey.
I want to bring out our friend.
All right, let's bring him out.
Let's bring out Joey Marlowe.
Okay, let's welcome Joey Marlowe, everybody.
Thank you very much. It's a real pleasure to be on the Frank Massey and Tilly Show. And we're going to get nostalgic and reminisce and take a little walk down Broadway. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a gal. There's none so classy like that fair lassie. Oh, oh, goodness me, what a chassis. We went riding, but she didn't balk. Home from Yonkers, I'm the one who had to walk. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, what a gal. Hey, Frank.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Frank, if you want to lose weight, that's what you got to do.
Oh, nice.
That's how you stay. That's the way you stay slender, Tilly.
Yeah, okay. That was cute, though. And they're just, I mean, come on. You know, they're just, it is what it is. It's not a show. I think a lot of people miss the whole thing about shows like that. They think that's what you make fun. That's not really what you make fun of. Yeah, you do and you don't. I mean, I used it as soundtrack for a bit, but I wasn't going to watch that and go, ah, look at how shitty it is. Because the people on the show, I don't think they have any illusions about being stars. I think they just want to sing, you know? They just want to be on a show that... It's like a talent show thing. I've been to a million talent shows, man. When I was at KVEN here in Ventura, Dave and Bob... Dave Cisnero is no longer with us. They did the morning show at KVEN. Dave was a sweetheart. Bob was, too. Nice guys. And they had this talent show they did every year. And I went to the auditions and... Good Lord, I was struck by how many people just want to get up on a stage and perform. They don't give a shit if they're going to be a star or not. You know, they don't give a shit about anything. They just want to sing a song. They want to dance. They want to juggle. They want to do this thing, man. And I got a hard time making fun of people like that. The people I make fun of are the people with the out of control egos that think they're way better than they are. And well, for instance, me. But I can't make fun of myself. See, so I'm not going to do that. Now, let me go back to some other stuff. Look at this.
Okay.
Here you go. Here's a guy singing Exodus. Actually,
this land is mine. God gave this land to me. This great and ancient land to me.
Look at the guy on piano. And the hair of the guy.
Then I see a land where children can run free. So take my hand and walk this land with me.
Yeah.
This red and golden land with me.
You know, I mean, and that next one that's up, wait till you hear that. That's a rap song called Crackhead. This is the 80s, by the way. So, you know, these cats were doing Crackhead. And it looked like he had his daughter, this dude doing Crackhead, looked like he had his daughter and maybe his son behind him, BJ the Messenger. Anyway, and I know, I think Opie and Anthony, did some shtick with this. I don't know what they did. Were they on this show or some shit? You know. All right, we're getting ready here to do this thing, man. So that's what I'm going to do, do the thing, you know. All right. This land is mine. God gave this land to me. The ducks and hurricanes are on prime ticket next. Loo-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Right, Margaret?
Yes, this land is mine. God gave this land to me. I don't want to sound anti-Semitic. I don't mean that.
All right, sports fans, get ready for news.